Okay, praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Living Savior Church today. Praise the Lord. Prayer changes things, doesn't it?
Yes,
it sure does. I've told you all about this before, but the two 747s that run together in the Canary Islands, you know, there was a tremendous fog bank or whatever over there, and those two 747s, they pulled to different ends of the runway, and they both thought they'd been cleared for takeoff, and they pulled out on the runway going toward each other, 747s full of people. I remember about that, there were on the one that had the nose rotated that hit the other one in the belly, and of course this one blew all to pieces and everybody was killed on it. But this one, it ripped the whole top of the airplane off. And I remember, even when I think about those tornadoes, those earthquakes, those volcanoes, everything else, this airplane crash, there was one man, and I've heard him give his testimony, that morning before he got ready to leave, his mother told him, she's a great Christian woman, and she said, I sense there's some kind of danger today, so I'm going to quote Psalms 91 over you before you leave today. And he said, oh, Mom, I'm going to be okay. I'm just going to Spain or wherever it was. She said, no problem. I'm going to quote Psalms 91 on you. And said, I'm so glad you have Psalms 91 committed to memory. And he did. And so she quoted Psalms 91 over him. Now, that's one of the greatest protective psalms we have, isn't it? If you really believe that. But, you know, a lot of people don't believe it. And he said, when we were going down the runway and that airplane hit us and ripped the top off of the airplane I was in way back, he said, a ball of fire, of course, it was a fuel and everything else out of the other airplane that just came through the cabin, a ball of fire. He said, I saw a ball of fire coming through the tube of the airplane right for us. And he said, I started screaming Psalms 91. Amen. Now, isn't that wonderful to have the Word of God hidden in your heart? So as he started screaming Psalms 91, the ball of fire went right by him. And he said, I smelt flesh burning. He said, it was awful. And he said, when the fire went by, he said, the airplane began to settle back down on the runway and come to a screeching halt. He said, I told the woman sitting next to me, ma'am, get out of the way. Get up. Let's get out of this thing. And said she didn't respond. So I reached over and hit her mouth. Well, man, get up. And he said, something had cut her completely in two and the top of her body fell off in the seat beside me. He says, so I just jumped over her and I jumped out and he said, it's 8 foot to the top of the ceiling on a 747 and the top was busted open. So he said, I jumped like this and here a 50-year-old man and he went completely out through the hole up on top of the airplane. Now, I think he might have had a little angelic help, don't y'all? I mean, I don't know many 50-year-old men that can leapfrog 8 feet high, do you? Even when his adrenaline is pumping. But if we live in the spirit world, God sends spirits to help take care of us. That's the thing we've got to realize. When he slid down the airplane, now the airplane, when it stopped, the wingtip of the airplane is over the grass out there as it comes to a stop, but it's 30 feet off the ground. Three stories tall, the wingtip was tall as this building. He runs out to the end of the wing, away from all the fire and everything, and just jumps off, screaming Psalms 91, falls all the way to the ground, 30 feet high, and didn't even sprain his ankle. And he ran off, and that man, I think he was the only man that got out without a scratch. There was a few others lived, but he was the only man that I knew of on that flight that got out without a scratch. And I bet you he was the only one that was screaming Psalms 91. But I mean, the average person does not live in the spirit world. They do live in the flesh. Now, I got real tickled at a lady out there that I ministered to, one of the ones. This lady came, sat down beside me back there and says, you know, she said, I did something. I thought I was Thurman Scrivener. I said, ma'am, I don't understand what you're saying. She said, I heard you preach so much and your faith is so great. I thought I'm getting off of all my medicine. If Thurman can do it, I can do it. So she said, I have just as much faith as Thurman does. But she said, I found out I didn't have as much faith as you have. She said, it didn't work for me. I said, well, you know, you either had a sin in your life or you didn't have that faith. And I said, you know, lots of people think they can do these things because they've been studying the Bible for a few weeks. But I said, it don't work. I said, I've studied it for years and years and years, and my faith is strong, but it's not where I want it to be. And I will have to say, the little pastor of that church where we went, he told us as we were going to the airport, he said, I'll tell you what, I am not where you are. But he said, I'm going to get where you are. And I said, wow. You know, he said, I've been preaching your messages in my church for the last 6 weeks. I said, well, praise the Lord. All I can say is our God is an awesome God, is he not? If the tornadoes, earthquakes, volcanoes, whatever, if they all happen in the Canary Islands, I would hope that if they do have one of those catastrophes, and there is a 300-foot wall of water, like they're saying, if it blows like they think it's going to blow, it will create a 330-foot wall of water there. And he said, of course, it will be traveling at 500 miles an hour, just like that tsunami was that hit Japan, only it's going to be three times or four times that high. And he said, by the time it gets to the United States, it could still be 100 to 150 feet tall, real easy. It's a good time to know how to pray and a good time to stand in faith, because if you don't know Psalms 91, I suggest you start memorizing Psalms 91. That scripture promises you protection. It promises you protection from physical elements. It promises you protection from sickness and disease. All you've got to do is make the Lord, your Most High God, your dwelling place and not be ashamed of him. You know, so you have to do that if you want that to work for you. Well, today we're going to go to John. I haven't preached a good salvation message in a long time, but we're going to talk about John chapter 3, starting with verse 1 today. In chapter 3, let's use the NLT. It says, after dark one evening, a Jewish religious leader named Nicodemus, a Pharisee, came to speak with Jesus. Teacher, he said, we all know that God has sent you to teach us. Your miraculous signs are proof enough that God is with you. Now think about this Jewish man. He comes to the king and he says, you know, we have a problem with you, but we know you must be from God, because only God could do the kind of miracles that he does through you. Is that right? Yeah. The thing about it is, what gets me, I don't know why God chose me to do what I do, but I know God has spoken to me audibly so many times and he's told me what to do. And he has produced so many of these signs and miracles and wonders, even through this little ministry. You have to realize that if God wasn't with me, I wouldn't be able to do anything. Is that right, Brett? But when we're his children, we ought to all be producing some kind of signs and miracles, right? Of course, Brett, he's a doctor. And the first, you know, doctors are one of the hard ones to get through to because they know too much. he has agreed with me over there. The first time Brett heard one of my teachings, his wife brought a teaching and gave him a CD, and he listened to it and then threw it in the trash. He said, this guy can't be real. You know, so a few weeks or a few days later, whatever it was, he goes back over the trash, he gets it out and listens to it again. And okay, and so then his wife brought him Caitlin's Miracle, and he listened to that one as a doctor. He listened to Caitlin's Miracle, he said, this guy's either got something we need or he's totally crazy, you know, so we're going to go to Dallas and meet this guy. And so they came to Dallas and met me, and he found out I'm just a man, and I'm just a normal man. But the thing that Brett began to understand, he began to understand that I'm teaching what the Word says, and not only can I do these things, but he has that same power in him. And so he started praying for his patients and started seeing the king do awesome results. And you're still doing that, aren't you? Yeah. And so isn't it amazing, this power that God gives us, it's not something that he just gives to one of us. It's here for all of us under the new covenant. But most of us don't believe it. You know, I mean, you know, who knows? Brett's just like I was. You know, if you'd have come to me a few years ago before the Lord revealed this stuff to me and said, I want you to pray for somebody to be healed, I'd have said, well, you know, why don't you take them to the doctor? That's what God give us doctors for. You know, that's where I was. You know, I didn't know you could pray for healing. I never prayed for nobody's healing years ago. I didn't even know it was available. Isn't that sad? And, of course, Nicodemus came here to Jesus, and he wants to know a lot of things. But he says, I know you must come from God, because all these miraculous signs are proof enough that God is with you. Well, as we go out there as God's children and produce these signs and miracles and wonders of healing or whatever, is that proof that God is with us? Yes. I mean, people may not believe it, but it, and some of them won't. I mean, I don't care who they are. Some people will not believe in miracles. Just like I've told the story about Edelina so many times, the little Spanish woman that I prayed for that burned her arm so bad. This woman had all these blisters all over her arm, and I prayed for her one evening about 5 o'clock, and her pain went away, and she would not go to the doctor. But the next morning when this woman woke up, her arm was completely healed after it had been burned so bad, and she came to work. And when one of the little girls there hollered, I said, Edelina, how's your arm? And she held her arm up and said, look, it's completely healed. And the little girl screamed and said, another answer to Thurman's prayer. And she was all excited. And she went running over and said, let me look at the arm, Edelina. And Edelina, she showed her arm. She said, man, isn't that awesome what God did through prayer? And Edelina said, don't you think it healed quick because it was so cool last night? Even a doctor knows that don't happen overnight, right, Brett? I mean, you would think anybody would know that, that if your arm healed from all those burns and blisters overnight, why isn't everybody jumping up and down screaming, thank you, Lord? Well, because we live in the flesh, and we don't live in the spirit. And so even though we see a miracle, we don't understand where it comes from. And that's why the world is so dead out there. Wow. Verse 3 and 4, Jesus replied, I assure you, unless you are born again, you can never see the kingdom of God. Now, of course, that's the major problem right there, because people today, that when they see miracles and hear you talk about these wonderful things, they're not born again. So the stuff you're talking is crazy. You know, they think you're crazy. They think you've lost your mind. You know, but we haven't lost our mind. We're sons of God. So he says there, what do you mean, explain Nicodemus?
You've been listening to Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled No Property Taxes in Heaven, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.